Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہیں کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہیں کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. inshallah. Today being the 16th of Jumad al-Akhirah 1446, corresponding to Wednesday the 18th of December 2024, we have about 72 days till the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us and allow us to see the beautiful month of Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, O Allah, let us see the beautiful month of Ramadan. Today is Wednesday, du'as are accepted. Just another reminder, a Wednesday reminder that du'as are accepted between Dhuhr and Asr. So please, please, my respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, don't forget to send or to make du'a for the Ummah at large, for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and the Ummah at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and everyone that is going through any plight, that any difficulty, Allah ta'ala is the pain. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah, O Allah, grant us afiyah. That is the most beautiful dua that anyone can ever make for anybody. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbul Alameen. Our first message that comes in, it says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is by Najiba's Cuisine, and it is for a thread chicken. A thread chicken. So, to your recipe, or your ingredients, you're going to need 1 kilo of chicken fillet, thick strips salt to taste, 1 kilo chicken fillet, the thick strips, then you're going to need salt to taste, 3/4 tablespoon of black pepper, 3/4 tablespoon of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of garlic paste, 1 teaspoon of garlic paste, Zambian red chutney, green chili paste, green chili paste, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin powder, 1 cup of Nestle cream. Nestle cream, Nestle cream, one in the same. 1 cup of Nestle cream, add more if needed, as it's meant to be moist. Add more if needed, as it is meant to be moist. You marinate it overnight. Then prepare your samosa pearl pastry. Cut it into very thin pastry, thin strips. Prepare your samosa pearl or pastry and cut into very thin strips. You can snip them into tiny pieces. Place a bed of strips facing down on your palms. Take a few strips of the chicken fillet and place it onto the pearl and wrap it around tightly till it's fully covered. Take a few strips of the chicken fillet and place it onto the pearl and wrap it around tightly till it's fully covered. Freeze it for a few hours. And then you can fry it on medium heat oil. Fry it on medium heat oil till it's golden brown and crunchy. And serve with any sauces of your choice. So that was by Najiba Cuisine, and it's called Thread Chicken. If you know of the recipe or the proper name, then inshallah you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84786 3132. That's the numbers also that you can send in your recipes if you have any. Our next recipe that comes in is for a homemade beef burger and cheese fries. Homemade burgers, beef burgers and cheesy fries. And this was sent in by Sister Mashuda. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mashuda for sending in those recipes. So you're going to need 1 kilo of beef mince. You're going to need the fatty mince. Alright? Do not wash the mince. Add 1 tablespoon of garlic. Add in 1 tablespoon of garlic. 1 teaspoon of ground green chili. 1 teaspoon of ground green chili. 1 teaspoon of crushed black pepper. 1 teaspoon of crushed black pepper. 1 teaspoon of Gorima's barbecue spice. 1 teaspoon of Gorima's barbecue spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of steak and chop spice. 1 teaspoon of steak and chop spice. 1 lemon. Then you're going to need salt to taste. You're going to need salt to taste. Then you're going to mix everything nicely with a light hand. So basically you're going to mix everything very gently. Then you're going to take a good amount, flatten in your hand. You're going to take a good amount and you're going to flatten it in your hand. Thereafter, you're going to place a cube of butter. And a cube of cheese. And close and make a nice thick patty. So you're going to take a good amount of this mixture. Then you're going to put it in the palm of your hand. Then you're going to put 1 cube of butter, 1 cube of cheese, and you're going to flatten it, and you're going to make it flat, and you're going to make a nice thick patty. You can either grill it on an indoor or outdoor grill. You can either braai it or grill it on an indoor or outdoor grill. It's super easy to make. It is super easy to make. Then once you're ready, you can cut the slop chips or homemade fries. The homemade fries. And for your cheese, for your sauces now, right? For your cheese sauce, 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 teaspoon of flour. 1 teaspoon of flour. Then you're going to braise everything together. Add about 1 to 2 cups of milk and whisk it. Add about 1 to 2 cups of milk and you're going to whisk it. Then you're going to add the salt and 1 cup of grated cheese. You're going to add the salt and you're going to add and you're going to grate it. You're going to add salt and 1 cup of grated cheese. And then you're going to add jalapeno slices on top. And that was the recipe for your homemade beef burgers and cheesy fries. If you have any recipes you'd like to share with us, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our next recipe is for a chips and bologna pizza. For chips and bologna pizza. And this was sent in by Rida Rasool. Rida Rasool. So we're going to need the ingredients. You're going to have a pizza base. For your pizza base, 2 cups of flour. 2 cups of flour. Sixty-two point five grams of butter. You're going to need 1 egg, 1 cup incomas, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Then you're going to need chips, bologna, tomato sauce, mustard sauce, mayonnaise, onions, green chilies, and dry parsley. For the pizza dough, run the butter into the dry ingredients. Run the butter into the dry ingredients. Add the wet ingredients. Add wet ingredients and make soft dough. Make soft dough and then you can bake it. Fry the chips and the bologna and then put the mayo, the mustard sauce and the tomato sauce at the base. Mix with the tomato sauce, mustard sauce and the mayo as well. Little chili powder, if you would like to add in a little chili powder. You're going to layer the chips at the base. You're going to layer the chips at the base. Then you're going to add, a bologna and slice onion rings on top. Slice the onion rings on top. Then you're going to slice the green chilies. Slice the green chilies. Then sprinkle parsley and red chilies. Sprinkle parsley and red chilies. Top with the cheese of your choice. And bake it till the cheese melts. top with the cheese of your choice and bake until the cheese melts. Put a thick layer of chips. That was one of the tips. It says, put a thick layer of chips. And that was by Irida Rasul. Say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners who sent in your recipes. If you have any nikah notices, you can send it through. Please send it before 9:45 on Friday. 9:45 on Friday is the cutoff date. If you know of anybody getting married on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and if I'm not mistaken, that was January, right. If you have anyone, if you know of anybody that's getting married, then you can send your nikah notices to the Markaz Sahaba WhatsApp. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Now, we're cutting our show short because our beloved Mulana isn't here with us, and he'll be back in the new year, inshallah. So that's why we don't have our Nasiya segment. But inshallah, we will see you tomorrow. Today is Wednesday. Please remember my family and I in your du'as. And remember the Ummah at large. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.